And it's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Happy New Year, Charlie.
Happy New Year, Mary.
There's snow underfoot, and here we are bundling up against the ice and snow and dreaming of what we can plant in our gardens this spring. We've got seed catalogs and descriptions of these beautiful veggies to try, but Charlie, tell us what new varieties we might try out in the spring.
Yeah, catalogs have been in our house for a couple of months, but I have been ignoring them until January. That is traditional seed catalog month for me. So I've been looking at the catalogs and online, of course, because you can get more information that way. And I do have some that I want to talk about. But before I talk about the ones I found, I'm going to talk about some that I grew last year, because I'm in a situation where growers will send me new varieties before they introduce them just to get some feedback. So there's two that I was kind of impressed with, actually. The first one is called an Everleaf Thai Towers Basil. And this is a basil that grows 2 to 3 feet tall, but only 1 foot wide. So it's not a bushy plant. It's more like a hedge plant. And it's a Thai basil. It has a lot of that anise flavor to it. Lots of leaves. Great green wall. And it's kind of a cool looking plant to have in the garden. And it doesn't flower that quickly, too. So that's another nice thing. It stays green a little bit longer. So Everleaf Thai Towers Basil for a different look in your basil. Another one I found is one I kind of poo-pooed when I saw it, because I don't like these little micro plants that stay small and supposedly give you all kinds of veggies. This one's called Pot Opinio Jalapeno, and it came in a little 6-inch pot, a small little plant, had some flowers and fruit, and I thought, it'll last a month. It lasted all summer. It just kept cranking out the fruits. Not a lot. I'm not making salsa from these, but enough that, you know, in a week I'd have enough to chop up and throw on a pizza, for example. Pot Opinio, jalapeno pepper. If you have a small space and you don't have a lot of room to garden, that might be something you look at. And then there's one I found that's a new award-winning one that's I really like. It's called Icicle Eggplant. It's a hybrid eggplant, and it's a white eggplant. So if you've ever grown white eggplant before, you do sometimes see that the skin turns yellow pretty quickly. This one doesn't do that very much, and it's a bigger fruit. It's a long, thin fruit, but a bigger fruit, so it's great for grilling. And then finally, a couple fun heirlooms that I found. One of them is called the Berrettino. It's a Roma tomato that has a pointy nose on it. They call it the Russian Pinocchio tomato. So it's just like a regular Roma. It has that nice saucy characteristics, but it has a pointy nose. And it's orange colored too. That's kind of cool. And another orange one that's really fun is a yellow pear tomato that's an orange pear tomato called Mila. It's a Russian heirloom, just like the yellow pear, but an orange color would work really well with the yellow and red tomatoes you would find in those pear tomato group. So some fun things to try in your garden this year.
Yeah, the basil plant really piques my interest, because I just have never had success growing basil either in a pot or out in our little raised bed. So that one definitely sounds cool. And then the tomato varieties, so exciting to think about being able to be in the garden again. I just can't wait.
It's just thrilling to be even thinking about growing things.
Yeah. Here's a comment that came in for you, Charlie, from Celeste in Westford. And she writes, I have a large indoor lemon tree, perhaps 9 or 10 feet tall. And because of its size, the only room that can accommodate it is our great room. The tree's been losing leaves at a fast rate, and no one can suggest any culprit except the light. Can you suggest what I might do to help it from dropping its leaves?
Sure, Celeste. First of all, I've got to give you kudos for growing a lemon tree that large in Vermont. That's pretty amazing. So it does need a lot of light, especially in the winter. And you're probably not getting enough just because we live in Vermont and it's cloudy and it's short days here. So if you could put some grow lights on it, that might help the dropping of some of those leaves. It's natural for some of those leaves to drop in the winter anyway. It's not going to be able to support them all, but you want to avoid them really dropping lots of leaves. The other thing to watch out for is watering. They don't want a lot of water in the winter, so try to keep it more on the dry side. Don't let it completely dry out, but keep the potting soil on the dry side, and you'll see that the leaves will hold a little bit longer.
So if you need to have any of this information again, you can find it at vpr.org. And there's also a handy link within that post to send questions to Charlie to answer about your garden. As always, thanks so much, Charlie.
You're always welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.